Vincent Young, how are you? How was day one, you know, out there?
Oh, man, day one was great, you know, very comfortable, you know, more relaxed, you know, feel more like a veteran guy now, and had got a chance to, you know, concentrate more on different things of the new offense and, you know, just having a good practice. So overall, I think I did all right for my first day.
How do you feel like more of a veteran guy out there? How does it show itself?
It's just more mature, know what's going on, you know, reading the defense a little bit more faster, you know, Coach will try to a little bit, you know, get the guys moving around, you know, trying to disguise the, you know, the defense and things like that. But, you know, Coach Heimerdinger does a great job of helping me out with that pre-snap read, knowing when I need to go prior to the snap of the ball.
Didn't you sound like you got a cold a little bit?
Yeah, man, it's some hotel. AC blowing pretty cold in there. It's good?
No, I don't think that's it. We got to have something else. Let me think here.
You've been working with Mike, though, since OCA's. What's it like here at training camp so far?
It's good. You know, same guy. He haven't changed, you know, but he just see a little bit more, you know, the game situation of us getting out the huddle a little bit faster, knowing what's going on, you know, making sure guys get to the line of scrimmage and get their things called, you know, things like that, getting their pre-snaps and, you know, everybody getting out the huddle just a little bit faster. And you just hear that out of him a little bit more. But he's still the same coach, very aggressive, you know, want to see us compete, you know, every play. So that's a good deal.
A little more intensity?
Definitely, a lot of that.
How has the bar been raised after last year? You know, you made the playoffs, you've gotten over one hump. You have another hump you want to get over. How has that bar been raised?
Yeah, I definitely want to win in the playoffs. So as a team, as a whole, you know, from the off season, how we worked out, you know, that's all you was hearing. Most of the guys say, let's go further than what we did. And from the looks of it, from defense standpoint and, you know, the offensive standpoint, we look pretty good, very physical team. And all we got to do is just stay injury-free. I really feel like we can have a good year this year.
What is it about the first day of training camp, kind of like spring training for baseball teams? Everybody feels like, hey, we can win it all. Is that the way it is for you guys?
So yeah, in a way, yeah, definitely. You got to have your confidence level up. You know, if you don't think that you're going to win, you're going to lose. If you feel like you're going to a season, you're going to have a good season, you know, we're definitely going to have a good season. So you hear a lot of guys saying, let's go out here and take care of our responsibility. You know you're going to hear Vannen Bosch all the time say that. So.
Speaking of Vannen Bosch, I've heard a lot of talk of, I guess, people saying the veterans are really taking over this team and kind of taking stock in it. Have you seen that? Talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, when you can see after we change in periods and, you know, going to another situation that Coach Fish wants to do, you can hear most of the, you know, veteran guys say, let's pick it up on the hop and run, you know, things like that. And once you get that, you know, things like that, you know, guys moving all the time and you're buying into what's going on with the team spirit and things like that, man, you really definitely going to have a good year when you got guys, you know, feeding into what's going on for the team.
Different than last year?
Anything different?
I mean, is that a little bit different than last year?
Somewhat, but you just hear more guys, more veteran guys speaking out more, you know, trying to get everybody into it, more pump, you know, things like that. So definitely we can, you know, finish the season like we want to finish it.
He's on the opposite side of the ball, but how important to get Albert in here, not have that big distraction throughout camp, huh?
Yeah, you know, big guy, you know, definitely want him in. You know, I definitely want the big guy in here, you know, taking care of his responsibilities. But same thing, he's taking care of his responsibility on the outside right now. But we know he'll be here, you know. You know, a couple of guys that they have seen him. He looks pretty good and things like that. So, obviously, he's taking care of his business out there. But at the same time, as one of the guys on the team, we're looking forward for him to get in.
How important is it to get Chris in?
Very important. I was looking around for him. I just figured out when I got in the locker room, you know, before we left, I was asking a lot of guys, did he get his deal signed and things like that. But, you know, hopefully he'll get in here tomorrow. But if not, you know, you never know what's going on, you know, upstairs and what's going on with him and his agent. So hopefully we hope he get up in here.
What does he miss out on each day that he is here?
I miss out a lot, definitely a lot. You know, as a rookie, man, you definitely, especially going into the season, definitely you need to get in here, you know, to get yourself prepared to play, man, because there's a lot of different things that's different, you know, prior to off-season and things like that. You know, the tempo is a little bit faster, and, you know, guys more aggressive and putting on the pads and all them different things that's going on. Guys are getting truly ready to play ball right now. You know, I know he's taking care of his business, but as soon as he gets here, I know he's going to come in working hard, definitely, like always. So.
From what he was saying during the OTAs and stuff, he felt like he was really catching on fast. Is it maybe not as glaring of an absence then if he does miss a couple of days here?
Somewhat, because everybody else is jumping in motion. You know, the whole team was out there. Everybody's getting in motion, taking care of business and things like that. Now he has to come in and catch up. You know, I know he's going to be, you know, he's going to be a good job. I know he's going to take care of his responsibility, but, you know, missing a day is going to hurt him, not hurt him a lot, but just a little bit. But when he get in, you know, we got great coaches going to help him out a whole lot, and I'm pretty sure he's ready to go. He's hyped. He's going to be just a little bit more fresher than what we was today. That's basically it.
It's a guy like McCarron's bringing this receiving core that you didn't have last year.
quick. You know, them go, them deep routes, man, he's going to take off. He's going to use his speed. Great hands. You know, he brings a lot as a veteran guy. You know, he's quiet, but you can tell by his play, his actions, what he did out there on that football field. He's going to make plays for him. And with myself, Kerry Collins, and Coach Heimerdink, we definitely see that in him.
Are you more energized heading into this season with Heimerdinger here? You've got kind of a fresh start here with a new coordinator. Does that make a difference in your mindset?
Somewhat, yeah, definitely. You know, I say Coach Heimerdinger, he's a veteran. You know, he's been in the game for a long time. You know, he knows what's going on. He knows tendency of different defensive coaches and what they want to do. You know, and then also, you know, certain things that he's teaching me that, you know, I've been playing quarterback for a long time, and some of the things that he's teaching me, I haven't been taught like that in a long time. So, I definitely appreciate, you know, Coach Fish and, you know, him working with me a whole lot. So
during the media mini camp, he talked about the footwork thing that he was doing with you, and he showed his tape. It was really remarkable to see the difference. How do you feel out there?
I mean, just from the looks of it, you see my balls coming out a little bit faster, more accuracy on the balls and things like that. So, you know, a lot of time, I, in the pocket, instead of bouncing to stand in one place, now I'm more moving around, bringing my feet with me more, and, throwing the ball more accurate right now. That's what he brought to me, you know, my lower body, bringing it to my, you know, my accuracy to the ball. So I appreciate that definitely a whole lot. And I know the receivers love it as well.
Other than the footwork, what's the biggest change in the change in offense?
Going deep, I know that, and that's one of the things that he loves to do is go deep. So he's more aggressive and things like that. And like I said earlier, he knows what's going on because he's been in the NFL for a little while. And he knows what's going on and what the different aspect of what, you know, guys on the team showcase some of the guys, Andrew Crumpler, you know, get guys on the edge and make plays for us. So he's a veteran guy. He definitely is a veteran guy. And when you got the whole offense like us feeding into the offense like he is, buying into it, we can do a lot of different things this year of winning some ball games.
Feel good to be able to attack on offense like that when you go deep?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you put a lot on the DBs. You know, sometimes they like to sit on your routes, and you know, just talking to our DBs every day, man, they say a lot, you know, things about our offense and saying, you know, double moves and guys getting deep and things like that. So that's obviously it's something good about this situation when you got your own guys at home telling you it's going to be good for us. So.
Thanks, Vince.